Well, hi, Linda. This is Janie Hudgel, formerly Janie Parkhouse. Nice to talk to you.
Fabulous to have you along today. Thank you for agreeing to talk with us, Janie.
No problem at all. It's a pleasure.
Can't wait to hear some stories from you. How were the games for you?
Well, the games were awesome for me, of course. At 17, I'd been to the Olympics in 1972, which was a wonderful experience, but very overwhelming. 74 was really my time to shine, I guess. Leading up to that, I had a horrible year, and I nearly gave up the sport in 1973, but my dad convinced me to give it one more shot. He said, look, you know, it's in your hometown, you'd be stupid not to give it a go. So I did that, went for the trials and still swam pretty poorly, but managed to make the team as a last pick, really, for the 100 metres freestyle.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
But speaking of your dad and, like, your coach. Who was your coach, Janie?
Well, my coach was my dad, Pick Parkhouse, who has passed away, unfortunately. But, you know, he was a great guy. He's a legend in New Zealand swimming and coached Mark Treffers to his gold medal and Sue Hunter, who's now Sue Lewis, to her bronze medal. And also John Coutts trained with us as well, and he won a bronze. So all the medals for the Commonwealth Games were won from the Whorinui Club through Pick Parkhouse. So, yeah, very proud of my dad.
Fabulous. That's so good. And so, sorry, any other stories that you've got? So about your events and things like that?
Well, the event, going into my 800, which was my main event, I was picked just for the 100, which was an interesting scenario. So I had to learn how to swim 100, which I'd never really been very good at. And it was for the 100 was for the relay, the 4x100 freestyle relay. So I got put into that. But we had to kind of prove ourselves and who was going to go what order for that 4x100 free. So we had a trial. I broke the New Zealand record by 3 seconds and did 1:01.3 or something. So I knew then I was starting to get things together. And so then I had to trial again to see if I could swim the 800. So I broke my New Zealand record just in a trial during the training camp. And so I ended up being put in the 100, the 200, the 400, the 800, and 2 relays. So
wow.
I think they thought, we'll get our money's worth because she's, you know, she lives here, so we might as well stick her in everything. And so, yeah, it just worked out that I improved my best time in the heats by 22 seconds in the 800 metres. And then in the final, my dad said, look, just swim your own race. You know, go with them if you can, the 3 Australians who were really expected to be 1, 2, 3. And so I just did that. And then it all worked out because the last 50 metres I was able to put my sprint kick in that I'd been practising and just touched the wall by tiny margin, hundredths of a second, and win the race, which was unbelievable.
That's absolutely incredible. So you went from strength to strength to strength, and then you were chosen for so many. Must have been pretty exhausting.
Well, not, you know, it sounds like it's exhausting, but we were so fit. We were used to doing that sort of stuff. And then after that 800 freestyle win, I got invited to have lunch with the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh on the Royal Yacht Britannia, which was parked in the Littleton Harbour. So we went on there. Dick Taylor was there too. And that was really exciting because that was the day of my 400 freestyle final. And I thought, I'm not going to miss this. On this opportunity, I'll never get to see the Queen again and have lunch with her. So I went on, sat next to the Duke of Edinburgh, and he was wonderful. And the Queen said to me, I hope this food's going to agree with you and won't put you off your race. So I kind of blame her for me getting a bronze, really.
Oh, I think you did really well getting in there and getting a bronze after sitting on
you.
The boat,
yeah.
Yeah, getting that meal. So that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. And, you know, it's just fabulous to have a gold medal winner from the 1974 Commonwealth Games come and speak with us.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Okay.